T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. Why am I playing all that old stuff for you?
I don't know. Why are you playing
it all? I'm going to tell you why. Because tonight, Monday Night Football in the city of Philadelphia is huge. It's like the old days. You know why, man? There's two ways to have a great sports event.
Mm-hmm.
One is a great matchup of fine football teams. That does not apply to tonight's game.
I was a little confused.
Does
yes.
not apply.
Yes.
And the second is great human drama associated with a major sports event in a passionate sports city. And that, ladies and gentlemen, you have tonight, big time. This is Al. This is unbelievable how many people are fired up over this.
Yep, lots of storylines.
Name your party. You could be in the Wentz camp. You could be in the Hurts camp. You could be in no camp. Whatever you want. This tonight is really Al. Can you imagine right now you're across the Wentz?
Mm-hmm.
Are you nervous?
I'm mad.
You're mad?
Yeah.
That you stink this year?
No,
is
I'm
that
mad
what
that
you're mad about?
Mad that a storyline came out like this.
Well, a storyline came
the way
out,
played out.
You're the worst quarterback in football. What storyline do you like? What would you prefer?
Oh, I'm either your guy or I'm not your guy.
Well, then right. You don't have Doug Peterson answering questions that make it seem like he doesn't know.
I know.
Thank you. Ray, I'm going to start with that because more and more, I know, I'm trying to read tea leaves here. Nobody's talking much. More and more, it looks like Doug's in trouble. More and more, it looks like Doug's in trouble. And he sounds like a coach in trouble. Because he can't make up his mind. Doug Peterson, when it comes to his quarterback controversy, a controversy created by his boss, Howie Roseman, when he spent a second-round pick on another quarterback after giving $128 million to Carson Wentz. Don't ever lose sight of the fact that Howie Roseman created the situation you're now in. This situation is a complete creation of an inept GM, Howie Roseman. I'm getting to him later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's some new stuff to care. Ruben Frank, he doesn't have a hobby. All he does, Al, is look stuff up, and he's got some damning stuff on Howie Roseman. But not now. I want to start with the Wentz-Hurts situation and the way Doug is handling it, or actually mishandling it. Let's go back to Sunday. After they lost, in Cleveland, a game not attended by owner Jeff Lurie. That's a big story we'll tackle a little later as well. So they come out after the game, and Doug actually acts a little perplexed, Al, when somebody wants to know who's going to be starting the next game. Listen.
You know, with the way the game was going and the elements, and we were just, really a score from putting ourselves back into this football game, I did not consider that.
Would not bench him. Next day, he was asked again, at his news conference, and here's what he said there.
Hey, Doug, is Carson Wentz going to start next week?
Yes.
No question about it?
Starter.
Okay.
He's my starter.
Yeah, no questions about it. He's our starter.
All right, here's the thing. There's even a pause there. Yeah. You're going, what's a pause?
There's a pause in everything.
Yeah. Is that a confusing question?
No.
Was that, is he a starter? Then there's a pause, yeah.
Didn't appear to be a trick question.
By Wednesday, the pause had grown into, Al, it got pregnant. Between Monday and Wednesday, the pause got pregnant.
Hmm.
And then, Al, he was having a hard time entertaining the question at all. Listen.
You're not making that move, right, Doug, to a different quarterback?
Not today on Wednesday, no.
Okay, possibly for Monday?
I'm focused right now on getting better today.
Okay.
I mean, we're looking, I don't know. I mean, I would say no, no, no.
Carson's your starter for Monday?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd ask five times.
Oh, my goodness.
Rhea,
head hurts.
Rhea right now, Rhea, look, you look woozy. Rhea, these are not complicated questions if you have faith in your quarterback.
No one is trying to trip Doug up.
This is, you understand how weird that sounds? Rhea, Doug Peterson has completely lost his ability to answer a question right now. He stumbles and bubbles through that stuff. Why?
Well, the only thing, if you want to have a conspiracy theory,
right,
is that Roseman and Lori haven't told him yet.
They haven't told him what yet?
Last year, he had a news conference in which Groh and the receivers coach were coming back.
Right.
And then the next day, they weren't.
But see, I got to go to this thing where he said he was talking about the message, right? Listen to the message here.
Look, I think if you get to that spot, whether you don't start him or you bench, I think you're sending the wrong message to your football team that the season's over, and that's a bad message.
But then you're Welch. You don't know what to say 2 days later. How do you? I mean, you can't say one thing's a bad message. The next thing, I don't know what I'm wearing.
I'm not sure.
No, not today.
They're still
not going to change
it.
Hey, read this for me. He can't. He doesn't know what to do. He's waiting for instructions from above.
I think he doesn't know how to lie.
Yeah.
I think he just doesn't know how to. He's got some doubts about his starting quarterback, and he doesn't know how to just cover it up.
Yeah.
And just say, he's my guy, and then when it happens, he moves on. He feels like he has to give an answer to everything.
All right. Now, in a moment, he's going to lie. All right? But I'll get to that. First, I want you to understand, given yet another opportunity to clear who his starter is, here's what he said this time.
I think about a lot of things, Rob, and you know, the question was, you know, is Carson my starter? He's my starter. End of story. And you guys can blow it up however you want it. And that's fine. I'm focused on these team, this players, this coaching staff, and the Seattle Seahawks.
You can blow it up however you want. He couldn't answer the question for 3 days.
That's ridiculous.
How are you going to ignore that? This is nuts. This is insanity. We are watching two people who won us a Super Bowl melting in the public heat of today. Wentz can't play, and this guy can't talk. Coach can't talk. These are not hard. They are not trick questions. But then, Al, then we get to the real thing. All right, now the story comes out toward the end of the week.
Ooh.
That Jalen Hurts is getting reps with the starting team.
Mm-hmm.
That only happens when you are pondering using him in a game with the starters.
Mm-hmm.
No other time a coach does that. So here's the thing. So he's asked about it. This would have been Friday. I'm losing track of the lies. I think this was Friday. It could have been Saturday.
I think this is Friday.
Or Saturday. But anyway, Al, they asked him directly, is Hurts getting more reps? Listen.
Doug, did Jalen Hurts get more reps with the first team offense this week? And are you more opening to the possibility of giving him a series or two on offense?
As far as the plays and the snaps, I mean, he hasn't gotten any more than he would get throughout the course of the week normally since we've been playing him. And I'm not going to reveal any game plan plans with him at this time.
Not revealing.
What is that?
Yeah, we were asking you for the scripted first 15 plays.
Yeah, can we have? I realize that's too much. Give me the first 12. What are you talking about? My mind is going. Well, anyway, that was a lie, all right? Because Hurts was getting way more snaps, and it was reported everywhere.
Yeah.
It was Tim McManus got on ESPN, Ian Rappaport.
Yep, NFL
this is
Network.
The NFL's yes. own network. We're going to play you that because they are not rumor mongers. You understand? It's the NFL Network. It's the league's network.
Ian's being told by someone on
exactly.
the team.
Exactly. Yeah, probably Howie. But anyway, let's I'm guessing. Anyway, let's listen to Ian Rappaport's report right after Doug said that.
Some intrigue at the quarterback position for the Philadelphia Eagles for tomorrow night. I'm told that rookie Jalen Hurts is expected to get increased snaps at quarterback with Carson Wentz watching from the sideline. That is going to be the first time that's happened. He is far more in the game plan this week than he previously has been. Just one snap last week. Carson Wentz is still the starter, Rich, but certainly they want to get an extended look at Jalen Hurts.
All right, let's mull this over for a minute. That's, by the way, that's a truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's a truth. Yeah. Now, whether the game plays out, you know how the Carson comes out, drives it right down the field, they score. You know, they are the worst. The Seahawks have the worst pass defense in football.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe he finally, you know, under the gun in this moment, he figures out what he was doing wrong all these weeks, and he fixes it.
Mm-hmm.
There's always that possibility. But if it isn't, if he stumbles at all and Hurts comes in, and plays effectively. Now what? Oh, Hurts takes you down the field.
He stays in.
Yeah,
he stays in the game.
He has to.
Right? And now, at that point, you know what's amazing about this? This occurred to me watching TV yesterday, watching all these other games. Some have fans, some fans.
Yeah.
Some have no fans. If this was ever a full stadium tonight, it would be an absolute in-the-moment referendum by 68,000 fans. On whether they want Wentz to continue.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guarantee you, three and out first series, they're booing him off the field.
Yeah.
He is very fortunate he selected this year to stake this badly.
Historically.
This
awful.
Badly.
This is a good year.
Now, what you're going to see out there today is really horrendous weather.
Yeah.
But it will not affect the game, we do not think, because
no.
it'll be all gone by the time the game starts. The winds will be significant, 10 to 15, but not outrageous. So there's no reason that you should not perform well in the game tonight. So without further ado, how do you feel? What do you think's going to happen? Eagles have to win the game to move back into first place in the pathetic NFC East. I will give you my pick, and then I will pick and Rio will pick, because I don't want anybody hiding from their position right now on this show this morning. This is a big Monday night football game filled with American sports drama. Seattle 34, Eagles 10.
Well, it's not very dramatic.
I you know what? It is finally, I have finally accepted the fact.
Yeah, they stink.
That this Eagles team stinks.
Yeah.
And they ain't beating anybody good. And they're not beating Russell Wilson,
they didn't
who
beat,
they've never beat.
They haven't beaten Seattle when they were good.
They haven't. And there's not a chance in the world with no fans to help them that they are going to beat Russell Wilson tonight. 34 Seattle, 10 Eagles. Give the 6 points. Win some money.
Hmm.
And I don't say that with joy. I'm just telling you, I'm watching a trade wreck in progress. Where the Eagles are right now, Al, by the end of this year, somebody's not going to be here.
Yeah,
Howie, I don't know about Howie. Doug,
I don't know how Howie survives, but I'm concerned about Doug.
Doug is in trouble. And Carson, they owe a lot of money, but he doesn't look like he can play anymore. Al?
I'll go Seattle 38-31.
Ooh. How are the Eagles scoring?
Right,
Al, I don't think they've scored 31 points in four combined games.
Al. Because I think that Seattle's can – this is why I wouldn't – this is the danger. Wentz could light them up. He could.
All right. If anybody, it would be these guys because they're terrible. Al Morgani is predicted the Eagles will score 31 points. I should point one thing out. Very recently, they legalized marijuana in New Jersey where Al lives.
Mm-hmm.
You do the math. Reuse.
I won't pick this team again the rest of the year. Seattle 28-17.
It's 28-17. We are all selecting Seattle.
Hmm.
We will be polling you a little later in the morning on who you think will win. Seattle will win the poll, too.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland won the poll. Cleveland won the poll last week. But we are facing major drama. And here's what we're going to do for a giveaway today. Yeah, go ahead. You can't play that enough for me. That was the heyday right there. I got a Brandon Graham Jersey Acme gift card. I got four great prizes today. These are great, too, for Christmas. Here's what I need you to give me. Monday Night Football, and it was the coolest thing going.
Yes.
Give me something else that was cool and isn't now. Could be something you do. Could be a person. Was cool, isn't cool. What's cool now?
Oh, God.
And the judge is Al Morganti.
Really?
And I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because Al Morganti, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, was cool.
You're right.
And he popularized the mullet hairstyle.
Hockey haircut.
Right.
The very first time I met Al Morganti.
Was it hot. And now is not.
Either Bob Clark's first or second firing. I forget what it was. I was right. In college. Al had a mullet.
I know he did. And he rocked the heck out of it.
I looked across the room. What is that?
Women would swoon with that mullet.
Hockey
but
hair.
Now it's not. Now you have a mullet. Now people think
you're... think it's coming back.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's like a redneck. It's not a good thing. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, what was cool and isn't now? It could also be who was cool and isn't now. There's some great ones there. And Al will judge us at the other show. 215-592-9494. We'll take your calls when we return. WIP Sports Hype 660.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.